What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I know I told you guys that I want to talk about the Chiefs, and I promise you we'll get to the Chiefs. This is Chiefs adjacent, if anything. The Bears have to feel some sense of embarrassment about how their offense performed on Friday night against the Chiefs, right? I mean, Caleb Williams played essentially the entire first half of the game, and they scored 10 points. I mean, the Chiefs offense, it was the Chiefs offense. We'll talk more about their offense coming up in a bit, but the Chiefs, I mean, they had two drives in the first quarter. They went 70 yards in 3 minutes and got a touchdown. They went seven plays, 80 yards in 3 minutes and got a field goal. They then scored a touchdown on the first drive of the second quarter as well. The Chiefs' offense was super efficient, incredibly efficient in the first half of the game. That is not at all what we were talking about with the Chicago offense, especially when the Chiefs' first teamers were in there. I mean, their first nine plays went for 22 yards as the Bears. They had a three and out to begin the game. I know I say the preseason doesn't matter, and I'm not here to overreact to anything I saw from anybody in the National Football League. But, man, for a quarterback that has been given as many things as Chicago's quarterback has been given, there appeared to be something very, very wrong with their offense and how it functioned and how it worked, and you got to have your head down. I'm not saying you're supposed to go out there and hang 28 in the first 30 minutes of the game, but I mean, they didn't put a drive together until it was 2 minutes left in the first half, which is kind of like, at that point, I think the Chiefs just kind of like, all right, hey, we did exactly what we came here to do. We came in here to get Patrick Mahomes a little bit of work. We wanted to really have a tune-up. It's clear the Chiefs don't think they need three preseason games. They felt like they need one. Mahomes threw one pass in the first one. They then took him out, and then they let him get his real work in front of the fans. Hey, we're going to let you go out there, play a couple of series, play a couple of snaps. We're going to try to work on some things. We're going to fine-tune some things, and then we're out of here. I think Chicago has to feel some level of disappointment about what they saw with their offense and how they performed this weekend. It was not good. It was not crisp. It was not any of those things from their offense. Going from the Bears offense to the Chiefs offense, and this is more of a Chiefs point at whole, but I think it kind of really factors in on their offense. It's time. Like, I don't really have a deeper thought than that when it comes to their offense. I would say that right now, this is, if you ask Brett Veach in an honest moment, this is the offense he envisioned when the draft was over. Their first tackle, their left tackle, their first round pick is healthier than anticipated and has played really well and is going to start. Kingsley played well on Friday, and Kingsley, I think, has won the job. I don't think we're talking about Jalen Moore starting for them at left guard. Now, things can change. We saw that last year. But offensive line-wise, if you would ask the Chiefs right when the draft was over, what do you hope to have happen? That is what has happened. Isaiah Pacheco is fully back healthy. Kareem Hunt has had a good camp. Breshard Smith, it looks like they have found a role for him, and it looks like he's going to be able to fulfill that role as a third down pass catching back out of the backfield. As of right now, let me knock on wood, all of their wide receivers are healthy. That was not the case at any point in 2025. At no point from the ball dropping at no point in 2025 were all of their wide receivers healthy, available to play football at the same time. It was always something. Hollywood's out. Then Rashee Rice is out. Then Hollywood comes back, but he's not 100% healthy. And then this guy, the expectation when they take the field next week in Brazil is that everybody is going to be healthy and available. If you had asked Brett Veach to make his 53-man roster at the very beginning of training camp, who do you think is going to make this team? Before you see a single practice, who do you project? All but, 52 of those guys, Rob, are going to be healthy and available. The only one we're talking about is Deion Bush, who is going to make the team, we believe, but ended up with an injury. Maybe you argue Felix Onyedike, but injuries are going to happen when you start playing football. You did not lose a single player that you feel is instrumental to what you are doing and where you need to go. And for the offense, for the first time in a long time, they are going to have everybody healthy and available. I don't know what more you could ask from this preseason. I don't know what more you can ask from the training camp. There, I'm willing to give it an A. We're giving a letter grade for what we've seen the Chiefs do from the time they went to St. Joe until now. I think you have to give them an A. They executed their plan. We'll see if their plan works. You and I think they need a little bit more in the running back room. We'll see if guys can stay healthy at wide receiver. We'll see if Kingsley Suamataia works at left guard. But as of now, if you believe and trust in Brett Veach's plan, his plan is playing itself out in real time.
I'm watching The Kingdom right now. I know you've watched this. And they do an episode about the health of the team and how last year they struggled with health. And they bring up that in the preseason they were already kind of behind the eight ball. They're battling injury, Hollywood Brown's injury, all the stuff. Man, this year has been the opposite. They are leaving preseason as healthy as you could possibly be. And that is the goal of the preseason and the goal of training camp. You always call it the wheel of misfortune. It did not hit the Chiefs this year. There was no contract dispute. There was no health issue. There was nothing. It is all systems go. So I'm going to be holding the offense to that standard. You're right. I think they probably have 50 to 51 of the players they anticipated when they went to camp being the 53. Without having seen the 53, I imagine that's the number. If that is what, if you are getting everything you want out of camp and you're walking out of camp healthy and you're telling me the offense can be better this year, it's time for me to see it. I do not want a 19-17 slog against the Chargers like you had last year. Nope. The offense needs to be explosive again. And to your point about the Bears, in the first quarter, when the Chiefs were playing their real guys against the Bears' real guys, I will absolutely credit everyone on the Chiefs. Their offense looked like they had been talking about up at camp. There was explosion. There were deep plays. They looked a step faster than the Bears. I want to see that against the Chargers in Sao Paulo. I want to see that against the Eagles. I didn't see it last year against the Eagles. I want to see that in week two. You are leaving camp healthy. You are leaving preseason healthy. You have what you wrote down in pencil in April is basically what your lineup is in pen in September. It's time to hit the ground running because there are no more excuses for, the offense is just okay, but there's no more buts. Time to hit the ground running.
No, I'm 100% with you. The Chiefs last preseason did not win the injury luck. I mean, you lost one of your starting receivers in the first drive of the preseason. I would say you got through it relatively unscathed. Again, I'm not here to diminish Deion Bush, but if that's the play, if Deion Bush and Felix Onyedike Uzomah are the two players that you lost in the preseason, and you came out all right. You came out all right. It could be much worse if you were the Kansas City Chiefs. It was much worse last year. You guys remember that first month? I mean, the Chiefs just got hit with thing after thing after thing. So, knock on wood, at some point this team will have to deal with injuries. It's football. Everybody does not stay healthy for all 17 weeks of an NFL season. But for week one of the NFL season, their ideal depth chart is going to happen. It is going to come true. We'll see what happens with Rashee Rice. Maybe there is a settlement that is reached before the start of the season, but I'm guessing that's not really a conversation you want to have heading into Labor Day weekend. That if that was going to happen, you probably would have done that already. And, I mean, once we get to Tuesday, Wednesday of next week, that you either start practicing or the Chiefs are making the trip and they're going to Brazil. So, I mean, the time to get Rashee Rice news is with what? Now, between now and Thursday? If it doesn't happen by Thursday, I just don't really see a scenario in which we are talking about he is suspended for week one. And he looked good in that first drive. He caught a touchdown pass. You could see the excitement and the burst was there. Rob, I 100% agree with you. I don't want to hear any excuses about the Chiefs offense this year. I don't want to hear any of it. Not if it's like this. This is exactly what you wanted. We wanted you to do more in the running back room. You decided to do this. You decided to run it back with the exact same wide receivers. You got the exact offensive lineman that you wanted. Everybody else is your draft pick or you spend big money on in free agency. This is the offense that you envisioned. There's no reason for the Chiefs to be 17th again in point score the way they were last year, or it feel like a struggle the way that it did at times for the Chiefs offense. We'll see if they can get back to where they should be in the top five, top eight offenses in the National Football League. Rob, coming up on the other side, I noticed something while I was at KU's game on Saturday. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, your home for the best food takes in KC.
Regular old American nachos. You know, I don't need jalapenos with mine, just chips, cheese.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You're listening to 96.5 The Fan from the Mission Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Studios. The Drive, first to breaking news in Kansas City.
I want you to remember that these deals always get done. The Cincinnati Bengals are closing in on an agreement with the NFL sack leader, Trey Hendrickson, on a new contract. This is per NFL Network, that would make him one of the highest paid defensive players in the league. We don't have any of the details. We don't have any of the particulars, but we do know that Trey Hendrickson is in the fold. I want us to remember this for next year because I promise you it will come up. And I want you guys to remember this and store it in the back of your mind. It is just fodder in August. This is the only time in the NFL season in which you can ask for a raise and which you will have some leverage over your team because the season is right around the corner. And if you are a team like the Cincinnati Bengals that have told us at every single turn, we got to start fast. We got to start fast. Well, you can't do that without your best defensive player. So you don't have a choice. You either need to make a decision early on to trade him and then live with the aftermath of trading him, or you need to do what Cincinnati just did and pay him. So you paid Joe Burrow. You paid Jamar Chase. T. Higgins got taken care of. It took you a little bit longer, and it was a windy road, but you eventually got there with Trey Hendrickson. It is just noise in August. That's what it is. It's just noise. I don't care about any of it. In the next 2 days, Michael Parsons is going to end up signing a deal. So all of the nonsense that we got from Jerry Jones, that doesn't matter, that you're just yapping and talking and going on these news stations to give your opinion and let us know how you feel about things, it always gets done.
In the spirit of not doing the old mother-dad deal, how many times have you seen the little rascal so clever go in there and mama told him, uh-oh, you're not going to get it, and goes in to daddy who only sees him after 5 p.m, wants to love him, and says, you can have it, son. You can have that before dinner. And he goes back in and says, mama, daddy said I could have it. That's the old mom, dad, been around since the beginning of time. I'm not going to go for that here. That's what's happening.
You're not going for it?
I'm not going for it. No. But we've had a very, very strong negotiation. Now, by the way, frankly, it wouldn't have made any difference what the negotiation was. Guess who has to be comfortable for this to work?
Micah.
And who else?
You.
Hello. There's not room for a third. There's not room for a third. This will be a good one.
Disregard all of that because it doesn't matter. Look at this offseason. Everybody that publicly asked to get paid got paid. Myles Garrett, trade me. I want to go to a team that can win the Super Bowl. He got paid. TJ Watt, he got paid. James Cook got paid. Terry McLaurin, he just got paid earlier today. Trey Hendrickson, Michael Parsons, he's about to get paid coming up in just 2 days, 3 days. We can be done with this. It's just August fodder. The games aren't interesting enough, so we just get the drama of the NFL in August. And it's cool. I like it. Arguing back and forth, and I'm not going to practice and trade me, and then we start to entertain what teams could possibly trade for you. You ain't going nowhere.
I will say, I have to interrupt. Have you seen Trey Hendrickson's number?
I've not seen it yet, but no, let me ask you this while I look it up.
Don't pull it up. I'm curious. I want you to get an honest reaction because I'm about to tell you that Adam Schefter has tweeted his – it's a one-year deal, so he got a one –
Oh, 1 year. He got like $27 million then.
30.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
He got a one-year, $30 million contract.
Let's see how the funny money works. This is what I'm guessing. I'm guessing they gave him some guaranteed money to just calm your nerves.
It's a $14 million raise, by the way.
I'm assuming it's some real funny money. That's what I'm just going to guess. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's some funny money. Now, you certainly got a raise. You got paid. They gave you some money today to come back and be happy. They boosted up your guarantees, and you can earn some of it on the back half. So he probably gets like 24 guaranteed, and then you got to work for the other six based on your production, based on how the team performs. That's just what I'm going to guess. That's just a prediction on my end. Let me ask you this question. Who do you think is the mom and dad in the analogy that Jerry Jones just gave? Because, I mean, we all know that that happens. We were all kids once. You know which parent to ask for certain things. Like, if you wanted to stay out a little bit late past your curfew, you knew which parent to ask. If you wanted to get ice cream before dinner, if you maybe wanted to get that new game for the Sega Genesis, you knew which parent to ask. Who's the mom and dad in this analogy? What is he talking about? Is it like Steven's the mom and then he's the dad? Who are you asking for that could give you permission on Micah Parsons' contract? I don't understand the analogy there.
I think, and I don't want to speak for Jerry Jones, I don't want to be inside Jerry Jones' mind. I think he is saying he's the mom in that situation, the disciplinarian, and that Micah ran to his agent and his agent said yes. That's my thought on
his
analogy.
But his agent can't approve a deal.
I know. It's not a great analogy, but I believe that's what he's trying to insinuate, is that the pushover and say you can get whatever you want is the agent in Micah's ear, and he's the disciplinarian saying here's the actual way it's supposed to go down. It's a bad analogy by Jerry, but he's like 100 years old.
No, so. He is like 100 years old. I do have very serious sports things to talk to you about, but I do want to ask you this question. Let's say that you're going back in time to a 15-year-old Rob Brenton, and there's a little cutie there at Blue Valley Northwest that wants you to take her to the movies. You guys are going to go see whatever movie was popular at the time. Which parent were you asking in this scenario to see if they were going to drop you off at the mall so you and this young lady could go to the movies? Was it mom or dad, Rob?
Well, it would be dad, but it's not because dad was a yes. It was because if it did get greenlit, I feel like dad is less likely to embarrass on the drop off. I can't speak for your mom. I can't speak for anyone's mom. My mom would be first team All-American Park, and I'm going to go meet this woman. I want to get a better sense of why you two are going to go watch Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man together. It wouldn't be just okay, see you later. Movie will be over at 9. I'll be in this parking spot then. Deuces. It was, okay, do you have enough money? Let me go in and meet her. Maybe her mom's here. I can meet her mom. Maybe some friends of yours are here. I can talk to them. It was not about the yes and the no. It was far more about all the ancillary things that were why I would lean toward dad.
Okay, no, that all makes perfect sense. Now, I know that this next little bit is going to upset you KU fans just a little bit. I know. But I assure you that I'm just joking and we're having a little bit of fun. But this was a little funny to me. So I went to the KU game on Saturday. And it was, I mean, you could not have asked for a better Lawrence Day than that. The weather was beautiful. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't a cloud in sight. You could smell the barbecue. Everybody's tailgating. Everybody's having a good time. It was really a fun event to be at. So at the game, they thank David Booth, which makes sense. He just gave you $300 million. The stadium is named after him. Like, it made sense to me. Right when the games start, give a warm Jayhawk welcome to David Booth. Place goes crazy. You'd have thought Taylor Swift showed up. They went crazy for David Booth. And I was like, I clapped a little bit. I ain't gonna hate it. I did clap a little bit. Like, oh, okay, man, cool, man. That's cool. The first dead ball in the first quarter. Guess who they thanked again? He came back. Rob, I'm not joking. David Booth then walked back out there in the first quarter, and then they thanked him again. I was like, hey, didn't we just do this? I was kind of confused. I was like, wait, hold on. Like, I know I'm not tripping. Wasn't he just out there? And then he waved. Like, okay, all right. I mean, I get it. You know, hey, you donate $300 million. I mean, you know, you can get two introductions. I'm not joking. This is not an exaggeration. They then thanked him he got thanked on the field three times in the first quarter of the game. Three times. I've never seen anything like that before. I've never, ever in my life ever seen one person get honored as many times at the game as they did David Booth. I mean, I get it. You got a lot of standing ovations to go for $300 million. A lot of them. At this point, just let them do all of the things. Let them flip the coin. Let them do the honorary ball toss at the basketball games. I don't know what other things you can have them do, but for $300 million, I mean, you get to be thanked as many times as you want to if you make that kind of donation to a school. I've never, ever seen one person go on the field and be honored three separate times in a 10-minute span the way that I saw at Kansas this weekend.
I mean, it was legitimately a lot. There was a lot of it. I was at the game with my wife.
They gave him a whole montage. Mm-hmm. They gave him a montage.
You had better seats than me because you were working on some stuff on the field. I'm pretty sure Lance Leipold handed him the first touchdown ball. I'm not even kidding.
He paid for it.
I'm pretty sure maybe it was like the kickoff. He handed him a football at one point because he's walking off the field holding a football over his head. And my wife leans over to me after the third one. The first one, they honored him with the video. Second one, they honored him again. Third one, they technically honored everyone that gave money, including the DeBruce family. A lot of people got honored, and they said his name last. He got a big roar again. She was like, are we just going to do this for every commercial break for the rest of the season? Just keep honoring David Booth. And which I told her, if you give $300 million, you get honored 300 million times. 100%. That's going to be how it works. I haven't been to an Oklahoma State game in a long time, but for a while there, it was a coronation of T-Boone in games I went to. Hey, T-Boone's in the box. Let's just flash on T-Boone, because that's what happens when billionaires start throwing their money around.
Let me ask you this, and we'll move on from this. Again, we're just joking, KU fans. I know you guys get all uptight about this. I get it. You give $300 million, you can basically make the rules. Let's say that David Booth thought that they needed a new basketball coach. What would happen at KU? Like, tomorrow, if he's like, I don't know if this Bill thing's working, what do you think KU would say? Because
I think they would say no.
Because, like, on one side, that's Bill Self.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side, this is the guy that just donated $300 million. He's done a lot for the university. What do they do in that scenario?
I think they tell David Booth, here's your money back.
You think they're giving them no chance they're not giving the money back?
You know what they're going to say? Bill Self stays and the $300 million stays in our pockets. I'm sorry, it's not moving to 307.
Okay, I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't know how you handle that situation. Like, how do you pick? I mean, Bill's the only person I don't think David could just instantly get rid of. Anybody else can get rid of.
Yeah.
Like, tomorrow, if he's like, I don't know. You know what? I think we need a new football coach. KU would have a new football coach by Friday night's game against Wagner if they needed to. If they needed a new AD, they would go get one. Bill's the only one that can stand up to him. That's how you know you really done something. If you can stand up to the guy that has donated $300 million, that's how you know you made it. When is he going to pay for the statue outside? Because we know that donation's coming. I don't know who's going to pay for the – maybe the DeBruce family's going to – somebody's going to pay for the Bill Self statue.
Maybe KU's hoping for a bidding war because it could be in the DeBruce Center or it could be in the Booth Hall of Athletics.
I think it would be a hologram.
Just get in a bidding war. Hey, the DeBruce are at this number. Hey, Booth's at this number. Like, one of those events where they hold up the paddles. That's what's probably going to happen.
I actually have one more KU thing. I have a lot of KU football thoughts after watching them. Am I crazy in thinking that KU is a – I don't want to say they're like a I don't think they're winning the Big 12. But we all know that it is a coach and quarterback sport. I think Lance Leipold is really good. I think he is a very, very good coach. I also think they have an experienced, healthy quarterback for the first time in maybe 2 years. Now, maybe this is just me being caught up in the moment of being there. But – the last KU home football game I attended, they played Illinois. It was early in the season, kind of like this one. I think it was like early September. And Jalen Daniels was fantastic in that game. He really was. He was fantastic. And I felt like I was watching an NFL quarterback. I really did. I got that same feeling on Saturday when I was watching him. He was 18 of 20, very smart with the football. He wasn't hesitant to take off and run and use his versatility and be the dual threat kind of quarterback. I know it sounds very Captain Obvious, but I don't know if there was a team last year in the Big 12 that their success was more dependent on how their quarterback played last year than KU. Those early season games that were coin flip games, they weren't really coin flip games. Your quarterback didn't give you a chance to win. Your quarterback didn't give you a chance to beat Illinois. Your quarterback didn't give you a chance to beat UNLV. Just made a lot of mistakes early on in the season and bad negative football plays that just as a team, you're not talented enough to overcome those mistakes. If he's not going to be that kind of negative this year, and he's going to be a guy that plays smart football, protects the ball, and also can take off and run a little bit, and you're going to be a team that's well coached and you've got more explosiveness than you've had, Why can't KU be a dangerous team? Maybe not a college football playoff team. Maybe not a team that can win the Big 12. They certainly can do what they did last year and play spoiler and be a team that wins 8 games. And they're the reason why K-State doesn't make the college football playoff. They're the reason that Arizona State doesn't make it, or BYU or one of those teams. I came away more than anything just impressed with how easy it looked for KU on Saturday and how good Jalen Daniels looked.
Listen, I do not think KU is a Big 12 title threat. I don't think their roster is as talented as last year's. I think they are probably somewhere between a 7-9 win team this year. But I know that because of the college football playoff, we sneeze at people who don't make the college football playoff, all these things. A 9-win Kansas team is a huge accomplishment. It's a huge deal. And if they have that quarterback the way he played on Saturday and they have that coach, it is absolutely something you could dream a little bit. I still think they probably lose to maybe both, but at least one of Kansas State and Missouri. I think those teams are just more talented than them. I think Utah is probably more talented than them. And just football happens. You go lose a college football, you lose a road game all the time. It's just, it's a thing that goes down. I get it. Nature of the beast. But if Jalen Daniels is going to look like 2023 Jalen Daniels again, which at least against Fresno State in one game he did, there's no reason they can't be a 9-3 team that gets to go play in the Pop-Tart Bowl. And I know people are like, well, who cares if it's the Pop-Tart Bowl? 9-3 in the Pop-Tart Bowl for Kansas is a huge deal. It's a huge step into hopefully one day think you can acquire the talent to be an Iowa State type again. It did feel more like an 8-win team than a 6-win team watching them on Saturday.
I mean, I think the Missouri game, that really feels like the swing game for Kansas this season. Like, I'm with you. I think Missouri is more talented than KU. But for a team in Missouri that just doesn't know who their starting quarterback is and has a major question mark going into it, the fact that KU doesn't have that question mark, and maybe Kansas has a better, certainly in-game coach. I think that's very debatable on who has the better coach on Saturday. I think that Drinkwitz has just shown an ability to recruit that it's just easier to recruit to Missouri. There's just advantages that Missouri has that KU doesn't have. So there's no question to me in terms of work in the recruiting trail, ability to get talent. Missouri is far superior than that. But on Saturday, once you throw them out there, I mean, it's not crazy to think if you're KU, to me, that's the game that will tell us if you really got a chance of competing in the Big 12 at a high level. Because if you can win this year at Missouri, there's no game on your schedule you can't win. If you can go on the road and beat Missouri, you can beat Kansas State at home this season. You can beat Iowa State this year. You can beat Utah this year. A lot of those teams, I think, is in the same tier, in the same range of kind of team that Missouri is. We'll obviously see how the season plays itself out for KU, but I was very, very impressed with how KU plays. They got a gimme game this week, and then we'll see how they look coming up next Saturday against Missouri. Rob, let's get back to the Kansas City Royals, as they are 3 games out of the wild card, and they play the Chicago White Sox in this 3-game set, in this 3-game series. We were talking about this earlier. We can bring it back just a little bit. Do you agree with that quote from Rainey? Like, I think the quote from Rainey is honestly the perfect way of describing the Royals as we currently sit. The Royals continue to be exactly as good as it takes to make all of us believe, but not one iota better. It does feel like the Royals, they do just enough to keep us all on the hook to make you feel like you got a chance. Now, I'm not sure if they're going to actually break through the door. You know, we love a cross-sport analogy. Like, at some point in a basketball game, as crazy as it sounds, you got to take the lead. Like, how many times have you watched a basketball game and they keep cutting the lead to 2, or they cut the lead to 3, or they are within a bucket? Well, eventually, you got to take the shot. You got to make the shot that gives you the 1-point lead, and now the pressure has moved from you to them. So the Royals are keeping themselves in it. All I want the Royals to do is be within a reasonable striking distance whenever they play Seattle. That's coming up in, what, 3 weeks they play Seattle? They play Seattle at home. They got Seattle, I believe it's the 16th, 17th, and 18th at Kauffman Stadium. I cannot remember a time in which the Royals have been within striking distance in a home series in September with a team that was directly ahead of them. I can't remember it. Maybe this happened in 2014. I'm just misremembering it. I remember they played the Tigers, but it just felt like there was a little bit of a gap between them and the Tigers. there really isn't that much of a gap between the Royals and the Mariners. I don't think it's that realistic to think that the Royals are catching the Red Sox or the Yankees. I do think there's a chance they can catch the Mariners. So at least for me, that's all I'm evaluating. Can they be 2.5 games back? Can they be 2 games back with Seattle coming to town where you don't have to worry about the scoreboard watch? The only scoreboard you need to watch is right there on Crown Vision. And they need to win these 2 games, win this series, or sweep this series where they can potentially take the lead and really control their own fate, talking about the wild card. That's what I'm watching for. That's what I'm hoping for. But I don't think this is not an incorrect statement. The Royals continue to be exactly as good as they need to be to make us believe, but not one iota better. I do wonder if this Royals team is going to be able to break through in 2025, or is there just not enough time to?
I think the quote is 100% correct, and I think we're going to look back this season and say, man, June buried him. But I also think if we try to get a few steps away from this and get to a 10,000-foot view, man, this is what me and you and this is what John Sherman was asking for a long time. Remember John Sherman when he, not fired, but pushed Dayton Moore out, said Dayton always talks about, you know, what a – you know, a world champion team looks like. I want to know what a wild card team looks like. Me and you, multiple years in a row, said, you know what I want? I want the Royals to be interesting in September. So there is that series you're talking about that could be with the Mariners. There is that, hey, they're in it until the very end, and they are just a team that is good but maybe falls short sometimes but sometimes gets in, and, you know, once you're in the dance, let's see what happens. The Royals are that team, and that quote perfectly epitomizes this team. And there's nothing wrong with that. If the Royals finish this year 83-79, 84-78, and miss the playoffs by a game and a half, we should not look back and say that's a massive failure. That is maybe not a successful season, but it's a step in the right direction. And it is part of what fans have been clamoring for, because how many times in our, you know, when we were kids, Carrington, was it the 4th of July was happening and the Royals season had been over for 2 months. This team, last year's team, I believe next year's team, they're going to be competitive every year down the stretch. Some years they fall short, some years they make it.
All right, coming up on the other side, the Chiefs have some news. They are putting a patch on the jersey. They have a new practice. Oh, that's a practice jersey. Never mind. I thought it was a jersey.
I saw that earlier.
I just saw jersey, and then I saw Mark Donovan. I was like, oh, it says practice. So my bad.
False practice alarm. Jersey has a new sponsor.
They have a practice jersey sponsor. Burns and McDowell. They are going to sponsor the practice jersey. So my bad. False alarm. They don't have a patch on the regular jersey, just the one that they practice in. Coming up on the other side, let's continue to talk football. Let's get back to the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's also sprinkle in a little bit of college. Let's talk about K-State as they have started their season 0-1. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 96.5 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, a couple of football thoughts before we get back to the top of the hour. Football thought number one is related to the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs have so many kind of visions for players and what their roles are. And for the most part, I mean, they miss. I mean, every team misses. The Chiefs are really good at finding a player whose skill set kind of fits in that role. For example, they had Jerick McKinnon for a time. Jerick McKinnon no longer is in the National Football League. Then they went out and they got Samaje Perine, who had a very productive season last year with the Kansas City Chiefs. Very similar styles, very similar roles on a team. This year, they are out looking for a Jerick McKinnon type. I think it's very clear that's how they see Breshad Smith. I don't think he's a guy that's going to get a whole lot of carries for this team. I don't think he's going to get a whole lot of carries for the Chiefs this year. I don't really think it's designed for him to get a whole lot of carries for the team. I think they see him as a guy that they're going to throw the ball out of the backfield to and see how he can help you in that regard. Last season, Samaje Perine, even with all of the injuries that the Chiefs had at running back, Samaje Perine got 20 carries. They threw it to him 35 times, and he had 28 catches last year. That's how I think they're going to use Breshad Smith. Maybe they give him a couple of more carries because he's a younger back, and there really was no history of that's how you would use Samaje Perine. Maybe they throw it to him a little bit more. But last year, Samaje Perine, he had 92 yards rushing, and he had 322 yards from receiving. So we're talking somewhere, I would say, in that 400 to 500 range for Breshad Smith. If that's what he gives you from scrimmage in year one, I think you're more than happy with, especially considering where you drafted him at. If you're telling me that your seventh round running back gives you 425 yards from scrimmage this year, I think you're happy with that. I mean, I think it's going to be tough to kind of get in where you fit in when it comes to pass catching options, especially if everybody stays healthy this year. Like, if everybody stays healthy, are you going to see a scenario in which your third, fourth string running back perhaps gets 35 targets this year? Probably not. But I think it's very clear that's how they envision his role. That's how they plan on using him. He is their version of Jerick McKinnon. He is their subversion of Samaje Perine. And we'll see this season if it ends up working for the Chiefs. I do think that they're going to be in the running back market. I think we'll get some news coming up in the next 24 to 36 hours that the Chiefs have either made a small trade for a running back, a guy who is probably going to get cut, but the Chiefs want to cut the waiver wire. So they go ahead and pick a swap and they pick up a running back, or they wait to see who gets picked. Running back is kind of one of those positions where you can grab somebody at the last minute. I just don't think Elijah Mitchell is making the team. I think we know three of the running backs that are making the team. I could see Carson Steele, they keeping him as a fullback. I could also see him being on the practice squad. I don't think he's going anywhere, but I could just see him being a guy that ends up making the practice squad for this team. But I'm not 100% sure that Elijah Mitchell is going to make it, and I think they're going to kind of come to the conclusion that we can improve at this position at a very relatively small cost, which has kind of been the theme of them at that position this year. I think we're going to see them potentially upgrade from Elijah Mitchell. We'll get back to the Royals coming up at the top of the hour. Really quick Kansas State thoughts since they played in week zero. It is really hard at times to do things for the money and also for the competition. At some point, You got to make a choice. At some point, those two things are going to clash with one another. If you have an international mission, well, if you're giving up a home game, a game that would have given you an advantage had it been in your building, lack of travel, familiarity, easy to get to, it's just a better atmosphere at home. If you are, you can do that and avoid it and never play those kind of games. That's not how you're going to maximize your own profits. It is clear, and I'm not mad at K-State for doing it. Everybody is doing it. But Kansas State took a home game against a team that might be a little bit better than them. Not a lot, just a little bit better than them. And if you beat them three times in a row, it's kind of hard to say you're better than them. They might be better than you. You took a game that was a guaranteed home game, and you sold it to ESPN, essentially. Now, I get it. You got things you got to pay for. It's 2025. Hey, must be the money. But if K-State ends up losing the Big 12, one of the reasons why they lost the Big 12 is they sold quite possibly what could have been their most important home game. They sold it to ESPN. And that matters in this conference. All of these teams are bunched up. It's going to come down to tiebreakers. It's going to come down to tiebreakers between Arizona State, Kansas State, Iowa State. All of these programs, who plays who, when, where is the game? All of those things are going to matter. There's no team that's running away in the Big 12. And the fact that this was supposed to be a K-State home game, in which, yeah, you would have been a favorite, but, I mean, the conditions certainly would have been favorable. The field would have been in much better condition, much better shape than what you had. You then end up losing that game against a very important team. You not only lose the game, you also lose the tiebreaker to that team. Yeah, it was a great experience. I get why you took the experience. I understand the gamble of all of it. If you get the two-point conversion, it was a great call. If you miss it, you're an idiot. I understand all of that. But in a conference that the margins are so razor thin, man, to give up a home game in a 50-50 coin flip and then you end up losing it, and that could be one of the differences in you winning and losing the conference, it's got to be really tough.
I understand why K-State gave up the home game, but if you're a K-State fan, this has to be the worst possible outcome. You gave up the home game to go to Ireland, play Iowa State. You now lose that game, and we can be honest about how fans work. K-State fans are actually maybe one of the best in town. But their home schedule now just doesn't have a lot of sizzle on it. There's not a lot of, ooh, I definitely want to see when the Cats play insert team. Like, I think Cincinnati is going to K-State. Like, Cincinnati might be better than people think, but, like, that's not a game where you're getting all fired up if you're a K-State fan. Like, looking at their games in Manhattan, now that you've lost this one, you're 0-1, you've lost to a rival, and now your home schedule is looking kind of like, I mean, Army? Is that maybe the best team coming? It's kind of a blah-looking schedule for the Cats if you're a fan, so you feel like doubly betrayed that they went over there, they took away the game that's most exciting to your fans, and then they lose, and the way they lost made it even worse.
I mean, I'm looking at it right now. I mean, TCU's a good home game. Texas Tech is a good home game.
I forgot they had Tech at home. Tech will be a big one. You're
right. That's a later one. I mean, we'll see how good the Colorado game is at the end of the season. Like, I have no clue what Colorado could be. Colorado could be terrible this year. Colorado could win 9 games this year. Like, your guess is as good as anybody's. It just, this conference is going to be so tough. There's no separation between these teams. And when you lose a heartbreaking game the way that K-State did, a couple of mistakes here, a couple of things break your way. I mean, that's just that's the margin of making the college football playoff and going to the Alamo Bowl, which could be losing games how they lost this Saturday to Iowa State. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're off early today because of the Royals. We got a lot to get into and not a lot of time. We'll do that next. Keep it right here. So drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.